My name is Saleh Spinati, and I am on the board of the Islamic Center of Murfreesboro. Project is on schedule, and the contractor is really doing his best to meet the deadline. We're hoping to move in during the month of Ramadan, which is going to start July the 20th or 21st. What we presented to the community and to the planning commissioners, we presented our vision for years to come. That wasn't the intention to build the whole project at the same time. The project basically divided into phases. The first phase is a multi-purpose room that will be used for community and social events. That's not only the Muslim community. For example, you know, we hold dinners during Ramadan, and we hold social activities to Muslims, Christians, Jews, and, you know, atheists, whoever. So the hope is that to have this facility to serve, from its name, multi-purpose. And then we are going to have basically the prayer be held, you know, in that facility. So for the time being, it's going to serve the community for a while. We don't know if the need will arise to build another section, if the community at the time grew to the point where they needed another section, they will add another section. But for now, this is going to serve our purpose for years to come. We actually, you know, the approval 2 years ago got the community very excited, and we've gone through ups and downs. And we're really excited because we see the building coming off the ground and close to being ready. But there is always a shadow hanging, you know, behind us, which is basically the lawsuit. We're hoping that, you know, the lawsuit will be dismissed and the community will heal itself again. The whole community will reunite and be like it was before this issue came into light. It's one community united and enjoy its diversity. So we're hoping that will be done very soon, and we are going to open our center to everybody. We are going to have a grand opening, basically, of the facility, and we are going to invite everybody to attend. And thanks goodness, I believe the community as a whole realizes that, you know, we have the same constitutional right as any other American. So the opposition basically to the Islamic Center dwindled down greatly. We see people are coming to help us and are coming to our needs. And you know, that initial notion that, you know, we're going to build, you know, 53,000 facilities, it's all exaggeration, and, you know, the purpose is to creep in Sharia law, and all that, you know, nonsense basically has, you know, it's just like hogwash and is gone. And now I believe, you know, the community has realized that, you know, we bring actually added value. You know, the Rutherford County and Murfreesboro in particular is a multicultural, multi-ethnic community. And we celebrate our differences. We have commonalities, and we celebrate our differences. So that's something that we need to keep in mind. And, you know, after this issue, hopefully it will be soon over, after this issue, the community will celebrate, actually, its unity again. We'll celebrate its diversity again, and we'll. I mean, you know, let's look at it. MTSU, 26,000+ students are coming from all over the world. We want to show that Murfreesboro, it's a welcoming city, it's a welcoming community. We don't want to show the whole world that, you know, we are closed-minded. We don't want anybody else but, you know, only those people who think like us or believe like us. You know, we're open to everybody. So that's hopefully the message that is going to be after we open our center. The structure of the building is already completed. We have the wall already completed. They're going to finish the outside, and they're going to start working on the inside. We're about probably 3-4 months away from finishing up the whole building. The building took about roughly overall a year from time to start to finish. It's like any commercial building. You go through a lot of obstacles that you have to overcome. You know, mostly financial responsibilities was the biggest obstacles. We have small issues here and there that added to cost to the facilities. But other than that, I mean, you know, the work has been progressing really well. The community is very excited. We have, I just before coming here, actually, somebody from our department stopped me, and she lives down the street from here. And she's excited about seeing this facility, and you know, she's a good Christian friend who has been in our department for a long time, and she knows me very well. And she's asking me, and you know, she's also talking about some outsiders who try to push neighbors, you know, to act against this community. So we see that all the time. I mean, people who have their own reasons and purpose trying to steer trouble just for their own interest, you know. I'm hoping that things will be much brighter as soon as we open our facility. Again, this is going to be open to everybody, and everybody is welcome. Everybody who has a question, they may come and ask us, or they come and tour the facility and see who we are and attend any worship that we do, or attend any meeting that, you know, we hold.